Okay. Dear Valentine, I hope you have a great day and have the finest drinks. That's bad. I hope you get the best food and the best gifts. No, that doesn't work because I'm the one trying to get at her, so scratch that. Man, writing a Valentine's letter is way harder than I thought. I need some help. Let me see if I could call some friends. Oh. Okay. Cynthia Schreiner, the Tech Bar of Valentine, is going to be featured in the Valentine's special at the Tech Bar. Maybe if I head over there, I could get some advice from her. And maybe I could finally get a Valentine. Yeah, I'm going to do that. All right. I'm going to go to the Tech Bar. Let's go to the Tech Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray, and this week we brought our Valentine's special featuring Cynthia Schreiner and Scott Davis of Quick Pass. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks and let's get right into the show.
Like, on the drive down, I knew I'd need them.
just hear Ashley filling up her wine glass.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Tech Bar, your crazy, crazy Tech Bar that we do every other week. I'm Powerhouse Ray. This is
Super Cousin Danny.
And what's up, everybody? Nice to see you guys. We're on time. How crazy is that?
I know.
So we have an amazing episode today. This is our Valentine's episode. So, you know, you got to have a little bit of fun here. This is our Valentine's episode, so we are going to be doing, we're going to have our special Valentine's guest. If you're a Tech Bar, if you're a Tech Bar fan, you'll know exactly who our guest is. And she brought along a friend. But first, I want to know how you're doing, Danny. First of all, how's the house? Because you're always talking about the house.
The house is getting there. It's getting there. It's we're having a May timetable. That's what we're looking at. We'll see what happens for me.
Sounds good.
As of now.
So in May, you're going to be out of Miami. You're going to be going straight to the Tampas.
Yep.
Okay. That's very cool, man. Very cool. I'm doing okay. We have Dispatch coming out tomorrow. That was also a fun episode talking about AI. And there's some very cool graphics of Tony and me.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So yeah, we already got our guests talking about our music. We did change up the Tech Bar intro as we promised we would do. And so that's pretty cool. But for now, I think we should bring on our guests. What do you think?
Yes. I dressed up for them.
You did dress up. You're very fancy. Yep. Do you want to stand up so people can see your...
No, because it's very casual underneath.
The drapes don't match the curtains. Is that what it is?
It's very casual.
All right. Fair enough. So Simon, why don't you introduce our first guest, dude?
Yeah, so our first guest, you guys might have guessed it by our intro that we did, and she's going to be giving me a lot of advice, specifically girl advice. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome our Tech Bar Valentine, Cynthia Schreiner of Quick Pass.
Hi!
Cynthia, how you doing?
Good, how are y'all?
Good, our very favorite Tech Bar Valentine. We miss you so much. We haven't seen you since what, Connect?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
And look, so, y'all sent me roses today.
We did, yeah.
We did.
Oh, I mean, we figured,
you know, you're the Tech Bar Valentine, and we got to treat you right. We can't tell Simon, like, how to, you know, how to go out and be a good significant other if we're not showing up ourselves. So we took the opportunity, and that's from all of us over at the Tech Bar.
Loved it. Loved it.
So Simon,
you made my day.
The first rule, buy flowers.
I'll take it. So, and I do know that that's an important rule because Cynthia didn't come by herself. Cynthia actually brought along a friend. But he's going to give me the advice from his side. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Scott Davis, also from Quick Pass Security.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Scott! How you doing, sir?
Oh, there you are.
Whoa! Oh. Got some audio issues, Scott. See, he was complaining about bumpy music, so I thought it was maybe us, but, you know, apparently not. So that works.
Simon, also, you already missed an opportunity. I got my hair done today, and you're supposed to magically know that and tell me that my hair looks good.
Oh, come on, Simon.
How did you not started off with the wrong foot. But to show off your beautiful hair, Cynthia, right, and the flowers that we gave you, why don't you have – we like to give our guests 30 seconds to kind of introduce themselves, introduce the company, QuickPass. Yeah. So while Scott is solving his audio issues, why don't you take some time to introduce yourself and then introduce the company as well.
Absolutely. So I am Cynthia Schreiner. I am Director of Community and Events at QuickPass Cybersecurity, where we help your help desk with cybersecurity automation. So we are helping with identity management by making sure that when your techs are changing passwords, they know that they're talking to the right person and not changing the password for some AI bot or someone pretending to be Bob, the CEO from your biggest client. And we are also automatically rotating passwords for your most important accounts, those Office 365, AD, those service admin accounts where your help desk is sharing those accounts. We are going to be rotating those passwords and updating them automatically in our portal, or we can push them over to IT Blue or Hoodoo. It's a great product. I'm really excited to be part of the team. Just moved over there in October. And yeah, basically, you'll just see me at lots of events because I am the director of fun and I love to be out in the MSP community.
I love that, director of fun. Is that a real title? I feel like, you know, I should have that title too. What do you think?
I mean, it sounds like a self-appointed title, so.
It's on my LinkedIn. Yeah.
If you do a good job, which Cynthia does, I guess you can call yourself that.
Well, this way I go to events and I see Cynthia and then I learn from her and then I can be director of fun junior.
Right. When you're that, can I be CEO?
You can take it, bro. Take it right now, please. Just give me an excuse to go out and just go have fun and let somebody else do the work. I am so in.
Yeah, no. Director of Fund is not without work. Please.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I say that because I do the fun part of like going to the events. But let's be honest, Simon, Danny, Alex, they all do all the real work. So I just get to go there and enjoy.
You're the trophy wife.
I'm the trophy wife. Where are my flowers, man?
I don't know. We decided to give them to Cynthia instead.
There you go. So Cynthia, so did you guys do any what did you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, it was a little low key at our house because my daughter was sick. So yeah, but that's okay. We had a good night. I made a delicious pork tenderloin in the crock pot. And we exchanged gifts. I have a new piece of jewelry on its way to me. It's just got a little bit delayed, so I can't wait to see it. And nice. Gave the kids a few things. And I got my husband a radar gun, which he's very excited about.
Why? Like to measure speed or like for what?
Yes. To measure the speed of my son's pitches.
Oh, okay. That makes so much more sense.
And then also he wants to stand in the yard and yell at people when they drive too fast down the street. Now he can be like,
yeah.
Oh,
I know.
So that used to be my sister's favorite pastime because my mom's house is on a lake and she was on the middle connecting part. And what would happen is boats are supposed to do, you know, no wake. So they don't destroy the seawall as they're going by. And she would yell. She'd sit on the dock and just yell at people all day long. No wake. All the time. It was so fun.
And it's funny, I find myself doing it now. We've been drinking. I said, no.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. How you doing, Scott? How you doing now, man?
Oh, my God. I don't know what was up with the other computer, but the audio on here is so much better.
Oh, yeah, you're golden now, man.
It's my work husband.
What a way to spend Valentine's with your work husband. I love that.
Yeah.
Dude. And you were talking about like the sound being bumpy, and we have had our fair share of audio issues. Let's be honest.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there and I'm sweating and I'm like waiting to get on camera to see like if it's us or we could fix it. Like, so thank you for being you. I appreciate that, taking the, you know, taking the bullet. So thank you, dude. You're already in my good graces as far as I'm concerned.
Love it. Glad to be here.
Yeah, dude. So what is your title over at Quick Pass? Because she's director of fun. So what are you?
I am definitely not the director of fun. No one else, I think, can hold that title ever. But I'm the director of cybersecurity education.
Oh, so you're like the one saying, why didn't you have MFA? Stop clicking on stuff. Stop downloading stuff. Pay attention.
Yeah, I think that's more the internal IT, you know, arguments. I think really my role here is really the community liaison, you know, helping educate people what all the different lingo out there really means, helping enhance MSPs, helping enhance the community, and through the process, educating them with what QuickPass does.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So, Scott, Cynthia is an old hand at this, but yeah. Scott, have you ever had a chance to watch the Tech Bar?
I've watched. I haven't been on. So, first time attending. Okay.
Just making sure, because we're going to go through our third. It is your third, which is crazy because, this is year three.
Yeah.
In June, it'll be year three, or July, it'll be year three.
Yep.
But yeah. No, that's fantastic. So, whatchamacallit. So we're about to go through our pro forma that we do for Tech Bar. We have some rules. Ow. We have some rules. I just dropped something on me. We have some rules. We have some words we got to do. Simon, why don't you come on and tell us the words what we're doing here?
Yeah. So first, we have some rules. We do have some rules at the Tech Bar. This is not just chaos. So Scott, since you are a first-time guest, why don't you have the pleasure of reading the first three, and then Cynthia could take over the 4, 5, and 6. Are you able to see that?
Scott can't read. He just talks about cybersecurity.
All right. Number one, the bartenders are always right.
Number
two, no politics or religion ever at the bar. If you hear these words, you drink. Namaste. Unprecedented. The new norm. You each owe me 3 drinks.
I got to start on you, man.
Sports are on 20. Oh, you want Cynthia to read the next three. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Okay. Sports are on 24/7, and I would like a heavy debate about whether or not a musical is a sport, because I believe it is. What happens at the bar stays at the bar, and if the bartender is wrong, see rule number one.
There you go. And for the purpose of this episode, the bartenders are myself, Danny, Simon, and yourselves as the co-hosts. So you guys are guest co-host here. So we're going to be doing, and it's funny because we mentioned the tips of the day, or the words of the day, because we're going to be doing a poll, and Simon will bring it up in a little bit. We're going to be doing a poll for new words. We're actually changing it up because we've been doing this for so long.
Thinking about that, because I was like, these are so 2020 words.
Right? So we have a bunch of words up there. We're still doing it. Simon, how long are we going to do the poll for? I made him run back and forth, so that's me calling him out. I apologize. So we're going to be doing the drinking. There you go.
Yeah. So the poll.
That's entirely my
winded.
Fault.
I'm winded. That was a super long walk from one office to another. So we're going to be running the poll until Sunday. Until this Sunday, so you guys could have a chance to get your words in, vote. These are the top winning words at the moment. And then we're going to start off our next episode, which is March 2nd. We're going to be starting with new words. But right now, you guys could vote. These are the winning words. We have Nuggets, Off the Rails, AI. AI is a pretty big topic right now. And then we have Mute as well. So make sure you get your votes.
I love that the new norm aren't even like nobody's voted for them. They're like an unprecedented. They're just done. Everybody's done with those words.
Well, to go back to what you said, Cynthia, I don't think Off the Rails will ever get old.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
year specific or pandemic specific.
Off the Rails wasn't on there, right?
Yeah, it was like the highest one.
Yeah.
I thought Namaste. Oh, no. But on the current words, it's just Namaste, unprecedented, and new norm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of drinking. Killing me. You're killing me, Cynthia.
Oh, right.
So, do you have a favorite of the new words that were up there?
Off the rails.
Off the rails. Can you imagine us drinking for an hour and a half and trying to say off the rails? Like in one of those heavy drinking episodes?
Well, that's the thing. It's one of those snowball effects. Off the rails is because we're drinking a lot. And then we go off the rails, and then we drink more, and then it's just
that should be fun. So, all right. So we do have to. We have done a thing as of since Danny started. So yep. April of last year, we pick a new word. We let our guests pick a new word just for the episode.
Oh,
yeah, that's new since 2020. So
I vote for choppy. Like you're what
not,
Scott said,
you're not.
Because when
you you're influencing, you are influencing the outcome.
I'm sorry.
So, Cynthia, what do you think? What, since you're the returning guest here, what do you think? Nice.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, he wants to do Hershey's.
No, chocolate. It's Valentine's.
Chocolate. Okay. I mean, it's Valentine's. I can go with that.
Yeah.
Do we have a quorum? We're going with chocolate. All right.
Chocolate.
Well, cheers to that. All right.
Oh, what? Actually, I have some really good.
Oh no.
I'm gonna get out.
I had one of those days. I was ready to start like before the tech bar started, so that was one of those days. But let's see what everybody's drinking. Cynthia, why don't we start off with you? What are you drinking here?
So this evening I am actually not drinking alcohol. I'm drinking an adaptogen drink. So it's got like magnesium and all sorts of stuff in it to like make me feel chill. My favorite ones are De Soie. Actually a line by Carrie. So I will be drinking a couple of those tonight.
Cool. My wife has me drink these seaweed gel drinks. They actually don't taste bad, but like she finds these things of like, oh, this is good for you, drink this, and I don't even question it anymore. What was that?
I said that's no chocolate.
No, that's no chocolate. There you go. So, and I will say, I'm drinking Guinness at the moment, and this is a nice chocolate color, so that'll count.
I'm going to have to drink
You're going to have a rough time. All right, what about you, Scott? What are you drinking, dude?
So this is...
You don't have to say the bottom
part. I think he does. I think he absolutely does.
It's a Yingling, America's oldest brewery, which is about an hour from my house here in central Pennsylvania. So local brewery. This is their seasonal Hershey's chocolate porter.
Ooh, so that's Hershey's chocolate porter.
I got it.
Did you hear the chocolate porter?
Okay. I
just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah, I heard
all right.
The C
word. So,
the C word.
All right, so we have, we're actually doing something. We are doing a repeat, since you're a repeat guest, we're doing a repeat drink, something a little special, which is actually from a good friend of yours as well. Simon, do we have the graphic for that?
Yeah, not only do we have the graphic, but we also have the creator of Tony's Margarita.
Tony!
There he is. Wait, I'm on!
Tank Top Tony's Margarita Mix. I love it. What's up, brother? How you doing?
You guys. Wow, what a day. What a day.
It's his second day being 50, so everybody give him a minute.
So yes, my birthday was it happened, it transpired, and I'm alive. I put one of those tennis balls on my walker. It is awesome. And now it comes out so fluently, and I'm like, get off my lawn.
That's awesome. I love that you can go out there, you have good traction, so you can yell at the youngins as they get on your yard.
Tony, I don't know if you heard me say, one of the things I got Charlie, my husband, for Valentine's Day was a radar gun. So now not only can y'all yell at people to get off your lawn, but you can also yell at them and tell them that they are going above the speed limit.
So okay, so let's talk about that and how deadly that actually is. I feel so bad for
Tony. Every time he comes on, there's like something new he has to go by.
Exactly. So Kelly said, she goes, listen. So these kids, we have neighbors. We have across the street neighbors that are
oh yeah.
They are a hair away from feral. They're just feral kids. And so they do some things in the middle of the night. And I'm just like, ah. And I'm like, can I just get my paintball gun and just, you know, and apparently that's not condoned or what do you call that? Legal.
It's frowned
it's not
upon.
Legal. Yeah. It's frowned upon.
It's not part laws. Of the norm.
It's, like, it's unprecedented.
It's absolutely unprecedented.
Glad your mic's working again, Scott.
So what I did is I went on Amazon and I got one of those 10,000 lumen the light cannons, the light cannons.
Like the shrimp lights?
There's a strobe mode, but she doesn't know that yet. And so what that means, in the middle of the night, I'm just going to go out there because, you know, like old man, like flashlight. No, this is a... like this is a flashlight because technically I'm not hitting them with anything.
No, you would never, right? Like,
oh no, who would do that? That is unprecedented.
Oh, tell me that. Yeah, I mean, come on. If you were going to do anything, when I think of responsibility, I think of Tony Tank Top Tony always.
Yes.
Now I want to know why all flashlights have this like. Flat strobe mode. Of course, mine is dead. But I was trying to be like, oh, Tony's bringing it up. I got it too. But no, mine's dead. Never mind.
I have it by the door and I'm just waiting. I'm like, come on, please. It's like they could sense that I got it. So anyway, hi, everyone. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. And actually, you're not here for the drink, Tony. I hate to tell you. You're here for something else. We brought you under pretense. We understand that, you know, trust is important and we don't want to take advantage of that. But we actually, the real reason we brought you on, actually, you should hear it from your son. I think your son should come say it. Simon, can you come on?
Yeah, so the real reason.
Oh my God, I was like, they got Kale on here? How did they do that?
That's impressive. The real reason why you're on is because we wanted to sing you Feliz Cumpleaños, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother. Mr. Valentine himself.
So we do have a special toast for you, and we want, I guess I'll say it, even though I don't have a drink. Or actually, we'll have Cynthia, right? Our Tech Bar Valentine, say the toast. And then we can toast for your birthday, Tony.
Here we go. May we have those in our arms whom we love in our hearts.
Cheers and happy birthday.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That was
short and nice. First off, that is not the first time that's been said to me. And secondly, thank you.
It felt like an opening stanza. Tony Francisco, happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday.
You guys are incredible. Happy birthday. So, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Like Valentine's Day, I am overrated, and you either love me or hate me. It's kind of somewhere in there. It's a good day. So this weekend, what's everyone doing?
Yeah. This weekend, what?
What's everyone doing? I'm going to Mardi Gras.
I know you are. And I will be at Ride a Boom on Monday, I think. Not doing anything this weekend. I'm going to chill this weekend because starting the conference circuit back up. And yeah, Cynthia's got like, yeah. Begun. Yeah, we know.
Cynthia's like, wait, start? Like, you're not already there?
Yeah. Except I'm not doing anything this weekend, unfortunately. This weekend will be filled with 4 to 5 baseball games, 2 performances by my daughter, and then packing so that I can leave on Monday for IT Nation Evolve so that I can then come back and watch more baseball games and nice. Then leave for Nerdio and then come back and watch more baseball games and then leave for Exchange.
Yeah, we the whole Ride a Boom thing during IT Nation Evolve, we got double booked. So Matt, you know Matt Connolly. Matt is going to be at Evolve, so he'll be there to see you. And then Simon and I will be at Ride a Boom doing the Boom stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited about Evolve.
Yeah, what about you, Scott?
We have the kids this weekend. It's a 4-day weekend with President's Day for some reason. So, you know, that adds extra fun and excitement. But no, I think I'm in the same boat. I'm packing for Monday. Only I'm heading to Southern California for three of our Quick Pass Cybersecurity Fantastic Forums, community networking events, and an ASCII event in Newport Beach before I head further south to Cancun, Mexico for NerdyOcon.
Cynthia gets Evolve, and Evolve is in like what, Phoenix? Where is somewhere?
Yeah,
and then Evolve, you get Cancun. Nice
resort in Phoenix, though. I love the Evolve community, though. I'm really excited.
I think Cynthia is joining in Cancun, though.
I will be in Cancun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week, QuickPass will be at Ride of Boom, ASCII Newport, and where we're also doing some fantastic forums around California, and then we'll also be at IT Nation Evolve. Is that everything?
Wow.
And the following week, we'll be at NerdyOcon. And then the week after that, we'll be at Exchange and Tamalpo.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Can you keep up with that?
No. I cannot. I can say chocolate. I can keep up with chocolate.
Over that.
Chocolate.
All right, how do we?
All right, we got to do this because I see Danny crying over here.
I'm already taking shots of tequila.
Oh, look at that. Cynthia's got chocolate. All right, Tony, so we're doing your famous Tank Top Tony's Margarita. We brought everything, including the – there you go. Because Tony was very specific. It had to be the Agalima margarita mix, the organic margarita mix.
That one's good.
It is good, though. I can't complain. So we have, I'm going to need the shaker and I'm going to need all that.
Has anyone, has anyone tried this stuff?
Avion?
Nova? What is that?
Avion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got a bottle of that here.
Like this?
Right now.
Like, what is this?
It's a sipping tequila. Delicious. The only thing you would want to add to it is an ice cube.
Oh, so
very good.
Yeah. It's like the Tesla of tequila. Like it's
take a sip.
With my heart. So the Tank Top Tony Margarita mix requires the Agalima natural organic margarita mix. I'm an 1800 kind of guy. I don't think we're going to be doing 15 shakes because I just found out there's a hole in my shaker, so that's going to be unusable today.
Okay, well, just 15 shakes is it's spicy. Just so you understand, I want to be very, very clear on this. So, for everyone out there who's trying this, let me warn you, the subtlety in this. When you chop up a jalapeno, you put 4, 5, 6 slices of jalapeno in there. If you get to like 9 shakes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, take a sip. Take a sip, because anything past 9, it's like it just goes up exponentially. You're like squeezing, you're battering all the oils out of the jalapenos.
And let's remember the reason for that, because Tony puts in these monster jalapenos that are fresh. He puts in half, which I love. I don't know if
Tony, I'm okay.
You're
I'm okay
good
with it. Oh yeah,
seeds and all.
Okay,
anything. It's not.
I'll cut it into a couple pieces just to throw it in there. There you go. Splash of orange juice.
So what would you say would be the equivalent to 15 shakes in stirs?
we got
a giant spoons.
Take the spoon and kind of smash one against the edge and then smash another against the edge and then smash like just kind of roll the spoon.
I get where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Give me the strainer, please.
I think Bond says it's better shaken, not stirred.
There you go.
Well said. Yes.
You put ice in the glasses.
Yep.
Oh. So you guys, I went to, while you're doing that, I ran to Best Buy to get an Insta 360. Does anyone have one of those? Ray, you probably got three of them.
The Insta 360?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the Insta 360 link. I have the OBSBot Mini and the OBSBot Pro and the OBSBot link to turn it into an HDMI camera. Yes.
Oh, these are
okay.
I was like, is this an air fryer? Like, I was so confused.
So I was going. I went to Best Buy to get the Insta 360 because I have a GoPro.
Camera. And
so, yes, camera. The Insta 360. There's only one.
It's an action camera. It's just better than the GoPros nowadays. They're so much better.
Yes. Yes. Man, look at how do you pull it up? Simon is getting too good at this stuff. He's getting too good. I don't know what happened to Simon, but he is Johnny on the spot. So I was getting the Insta 360 because I'm going to attach it because I'm on the float in Mardi Gras. So what I do is I like to attach my camera up there, because if you haven't been on a float before in Mardi Gras, which is everyone, no one's been on a float in Mardi Gras. I'm like, let me show you what the experience is like. And so I did it one year and I Facebook lived it. And everyone's like, I didn't know it was anything like that. I'm like, I didn't know it was anything like that. Now that I'm on the crew, I like to share as much as I can. So I said, what's a better way than to have like an Insta 360? You can kind of see everything.
Yeah.
And Best Buy doesn't
have. You got that ridiculously long pole that like you're like that, yes, right? Yes,
because you know what you need? Yeah. Boobs, 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 boobs in 360 degree format.
Cynthia's but I can already see like Tony is going to be the person that comes back with the most beads of his group, right? Like, it doesn't matter who's in the group.
But I'm the one throwing the beads. I'm throwing.
Nah,
from
I don't believe that. I can see Tony doing the.
But that's the whole thing, is she thinks it's girl boobs. It's my boobs. I'm like, boobies, look at my boobies. And it freaks people out because they don't see that one coming. They're like, I'm supposed to, what's okay? I'm throwing beads at you now. Is that how that works? Yes, yes.
That's awesome.
I wanted to get an Insta 360 and they don't have them at Best Buy. So I'm going to have to attach the GoPro little clip on there and I will live stream it in some capacity. So maybe Instagram.
Nice. I love
or,
it.
Or Facebook.
I want to show off. We're de-virginizing these Tech Bar glasses. These are Tech Bar pint glasses, which we will be sending you guys all. Tony gets all the swag anyway, but we'll be sending everybody here. I think it's time for us to toast to some chocolate with some margarita.
Yeah, there you go.
And a fancy chocolate.
Cheers to you guys.
I love 1800. It's.
And the jalapeno is very subtle.
The jalapeno.
Ooh.
Oh, well, if it's too subtle.
I think the authentic way that you said that was the better part.
The jalapeno.
On a stick.
On a stick.
Your armpits smell like chorizo. So my son, who is, I'm half Mexican. My son, by definition, makes him a quarter Mexican. He is white as white can be. And so he comes back from school. He's like, "Hey, Dad, do you know that I'm the only Mexican in my class?" And I'm like, "Shh, shh, 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 shh. First off, you are whiter than the whitest Anglo-Saxon Protestant out there. And although your 23andMe or Ancestry.com may be able to be a reference point to your heritage, please let's just work on saying taquitos and not taquitos.
Wow, they're getting out of trash can after having your drink, Tony.
I'm looking.
No, it's not. It's so we can get rid of the trash. It's not.
Like, is someone gonna be sick? Like, that's what my house.
Great drink, Tony.
No, I will say. So I haven't vomited from drinking, probably ever. I have woken up in a closet.
I was just say, have you woken up in a closet before?
Yes, I woke up in a closet before.
No, I haven't.
So this was back when Sean was doing Tech Bar with me, and we had a long night, and then we had the Tech Bar after party that went long as well. So somewhere around, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning, I go to my bedroom, sit down on the floor in the closet. Yeah. And fell asleep. My wife's just looking at me. She's like, "Why are you in the closet?" And honestly, in my closet with the clothes behind me, like propping me up, it was really nice. It was really fantastic.
So I fell asleep on the couch. Just so you know, on that night, I slept on the couch, and then I woke up. It was probably like 4 a.m. and I was like, "Why am I on the couch? Where am I?" Like, what? I think I should go to bed.
Been there. All right, Tony. Well, we appreciate you coming on, brother.
Those are amazing.
We definitely didn't want to pass by without saying happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Tony.
And happy honey with the
With the radar.
Oh yes, I'll live stream something. I'm gonna do some plugs while I'm out there for some podcasts that we're
maybe some like MSP Dispatch or something that we're doing
possibly. Don't steal it.
Yeah.
That's a foretelling. Hey, right, you guys, be safe.
To find somebody to co-host Dispatch with me on Tuesday because Tony's not going to be around. Like, I had to search far and wide, and I'm like, you know what? Let me get some like internet celebrity. So I'm having Tom Lawrence come co-host with me, not because I have to raise the show because without Tony there, it's not going to be the
So he's like, I settled for ChatGPT. Whatever.
it's like getting like fiber bran crackers when you really wanted chocolate. You know what I mean?
You guys, be safe, have fun, no one get pregnant. Right. I love you guys.
Talk to you. Love you. And we'll actually take a break for a second to have a message from our sponsors. I think we have sponsors, believe it or not.
The Tech Bar will be right back after these messages.
Stuck on hold again?
Yeah, right.
Don't sit on that line listening to boring hold music. It's time for a... That's right. Hold Music Remix is here to turn that call to your insurance company into party time. Simply load the Hold Music app onto your phone, and instantly, any hold music will become a Hold Music Throwdown. Get this exclusive app by calling 1-833-MSP-NETWORK now. Yep, that's right. You're going to need to make one last call to get this app. Operators are standing by. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Shipping and handling may apply.
All right, you're the next caller in line.
We may or may not have been making drinks during that commercial. Oh, look, it's got back double
chocolate
fisting.
Beer. We're going to have to be making these a lot.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. I like it. Coming back double fisting. Cynthia's getting healthier while the rest of us lushes are doing what we do.
Well, if I have too much of this herbal stuff, I may fall asleep in the middle of the day. I might still be slurring my words, y'all. Like, don't be disappointed.
Get to the same effect no matter what. I love it. All right, Simon. So we have, I love the music now. So what do we have coming up next, buddy?
So we have some fun facts about our guests, right? We have a section called The More You Know. And I believe, Ray, you have some stories that you want to bring up for Cynthia. She told us some stuff, some hobbies, something about extreme color by number, yoga.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah,
I'm looking here, and I have... So I want to show you how we prepare for this, right? Because you were on the show when we were like a nuclear shit show the last two times. Not that this is any better whatsoever. But now I have magic tricks. Yes, I got the magic trick for like ages 2 and up or something like that.
That matched on the first one, because that was one of my first fun facts, was that I told y'all that I used to be in a magician's assistant in college.
Absolutely. And so that's why we brought this out, because you used to be a magician's assistant. How long were you in a magician's assistant?
Oh, I don't know. It was like a side gig for like a year or so. I just get like jammed into tiny boxes that then like, you know, had like that got cut up and stuff. And
you ever get cut in half?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or like I'd be in one of those boxes where like they put the big like tunnel through it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Or like a basket where like two of us these? Would like.
I have not. And just so you know, just because it's 2 and up, it doesn't matter. Magic is magic.
Oh, I'm above 2. I'm at least twice that much. I'm this many years old. Scott, you ever see one of these?
Yep.
Okay. So don't ruin it for the chat. So the point of this is, whatchamacallit. So we have this empty coloring book, right? Which I really should have done. Like, I have this empty coloring book.
Ooh.
And we say one of our drinking words.
Oh, let's go with namaste.
No. There you go. Namaste. And so now we have all these pictures.
What?
With, yeah, and I will drink to that. And then we say one more drinking word. And then we have colors. Yay!
Unprecedented.
I love how prepared you were for this. It's not only like you have cards, they're so pretty and they're Valentine's themed. I think that's fantastic. I love that. So
we're introducing ourselves.
That's why she's the director of fun.
She is the director of fun. And I have a fun story about her I want to hear about, because unlike this coloring book, you have extreme coloring by number yoga.
Oh, no. Those are two different things.
Those are two different. Okay. Because I'm looking at that, and that is like such a mind twister. I'm like, how do I lead that? That was dynamic. Okay. So okay. Extreme color by number. Let's go with that first.
Okay. Well, my other finished ones are in another room. But I found this book. So it's extreme color by number. And it's like, I don't know if y'all can tell. They're super, super tiny. See, it's little, tiny color by number. And it's the most relaxing thing I've ever found.
It's like, it's whatchamacallit. It's like pixel art, 8-bit. Yeah. It's very cool. Yeah.
So some of them are like pixels. Some of them are like pyramid shapes. Some of them are circles. It's like super nerdy. And I love it. God, it's so cool.
I love that.
You know, it's funny. In Festival of the Arts, they actually have a giant mural in Epcot. And then they give you a color and like color in these numbers. And then by the end, it's just one giant picture, and it's a similar concept.
It takes the stress out of it, because like when I go to color a picture, I'm like, well, what if I'm using too many colors or not enough? And like, I have decision fatigue. But with this, I just like sit down and it tells me what to do. And then like, it's pretty.
Well, it's like I have the same struggle, right? Like you have Charlie, which is like, he's saving the planet. You know what I mean? The dude's like a superhero. I have my wife, who has this amazing, she used to be a preschool teacher. Now she runs the company with me, but she is an amazing artist. I mean, I hate doing like, we'll do like gingerbread houses at home, and like I'll do one, Gio will do one, my 9-year-old, and she'll do one. And ours come out looking like they were done by a 9-year-old, like her and me, or Gio and me. Hers come out like beautiful, like better than the box. Like,
yep.
And every time she paints, I'm like, yeah. So I'm with you. Give me paint by numbers. Give me something easy.
Oh my gosh.
So much better.
Yeah. I've started like putting it in my like work backpack when I go on trips, and like I've got my little thing of
That's awesome.
That. So like when I'm like, okay, bye, peace out. And so I can go to my room and color. And I thought
the funny part is I have crayons and stuff here. They're for Gio, but I have them here.
I saw someone say, like, Legos. I'm like, yeah, I agree. Legos are the same thing. Like, it's very, like, soothing just to, like, make something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Mr. Tim, Lego, not Legos, Lego. Just going to take that off. Compliance guy. Freaking compliance. No, I'm just kidding. Tim's an awesome guy. I love him. So not color by number yoga. Color by number.
Comma.
Period. Next comma. Sentence, yoga.
Yoga. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of yoga. So just like
trying to okay.
And then the other thing I didn't think to mention, but I recently went to, I'm like, I feel like a little old lady, but I went to a class and learned with some friends how to play Mahjong.
Okay.
The Chinese tile game.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
So, have you ever played Mahjong?
No.
I've seen it on the computer when I'm trying to get to solitaire, but like, I know it's there. Is it like a matching thing, or like how do you play this?
Yeah, so basically there is this is what I find really intriguing about it, is that there's a new card that comes out every year that gives you all these different patterns, and the different patterns you get, if you can make that pattern within a certain number of hands, then you get you win money. It's all like 25 cents, 35 cents, but the harder to get that hand, but the group of hands change every year. So, like, after you kind of get to know this card and you kind of know what to look for and how to strategize, it all changes, which I thought was really interesting.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
That is interesting.
Did you know that Cynthia is not the only interesting one here? Mr. Davis here, this beard is fresh, is it not?
Very fresh.
Very fresh.
Very fresh.
Ooh, you were... That would be a good new drinking word.
Very fresh.
Right? Excuse me. So you were doing the beard shave with Matt Lee and Jason Slagle and all them over in November?
Yeah, 19 of us got together, raised over $200,000.
That's so crazy.
Shaving our beards.
I love that. And this is already back 2 months later, 3 months later. I hate you, dude.
This has been maintained 3 times now. So my hairdresser, when she does my hair, she cleans up the beard too. So
this is 2 years. This is
2 years.
I would say most of the beard people that shaved already have beards back.
Yeah. I realize you guys do. Are you one of those that, like, you got the beard oil and the brushes and the combs? You have, like, your routine for your beard?
No. It wasn't until
I wake up and I'm like, glorious.
It was like 4 months before the beard shave. Matt's, you know, posted something. I reached out, you know, him and I talk all the time. And it's like, yeah, I'm in. And at that point, then I went to the wife and actually said, hey, I'm going to grow a beard and it's going to get shaved in November. And she just looks at me like, what? But now it's like there's strict instructions. Like, I can't go shorter than this, you know, or this and that.
Yeah.
Like, she loves the beard. She doesn't want to see it clean shaven again.
Wow. You look completely different.
Yeah. There
dude.
You go.
That is awesome. Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I grew this. Actually, you can see there in my ridiculous picture there. So I started growing this at the onset of COVID, and now my wife won't let me shave it. She's like, absolutely not, under no circumstances. Yeah. So, all right. So what do we got here? And there's something with a photo booth, a funny story with a photo booth, Scott. What is that?
Oh, I think just any.
Oh, we've had some pictures.
You probably have the picture from Cynthia and I in the photo booth. Either at the recent Threat Locker conference return to the Schniz at Schniz Fest. You know, I think so much of the community is being part of the community and being outgoing and welcoming and celebrating everyone.
I love that.
Like, I am completely okay throwing on some 80s wig. You know, that wig was bought less than 24 hours before my flight to get to, you know, Zero Trust World. But, you know, get the wig, you know, just rock something real quick. But it starts fun conversations and it builds trust, and it's all about networking and community.
So we were at, what was it? We were at it was Seven Figure in Orlando last year. And Seven Figures thing was something with magic. I forget what. I can hear Lisa screaming at me right now. Anyway, something with magic. So I brought magic.
Unlock the magic.
Unlock the magic. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. All right.
The one that does the real work. Yeah, exactly. He's the one that gets the shirts printed and all that fun stuff. So whatchamacallit. So I took, I'm like, we went all in. We printed custom shirts, like, with our magic stuff. And I took, like, little handheld magic tricks, and I started doing magic tricks to, like, start conversations, because why not? And then they brought out a real magician. I'm like, I'm going to stop now.
That guy was good.
Yeah, you don't open for the Rolling Stones. Like, you just don't do it. Like, that's no.
See, I could have said that to him and, like, book.
No, I saw the dude come out. I'm like, this is the, yeah, exactly. I'm like, this is the new normal. And I'm like, oh.
At least they had chocolate.
Oh, good Lord. That gets me right. Wait a minute. You're just creating these on the fly? See, if off the rails is one of the words, now would be the appropriate use of off the rails, right?
It is tonight.
Ah, there you go. All right. So, Cynthia, how long have you been a Quick Pass? Because this is new, right? Newish. Like, how long have you been a Quick Pass now?
Which one? let's see. Scott, you started a month ago.
A month ago today.
Oh, congrats, dude. Congrats.
Oh, wow.
And I started in October.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, Scott, you're lucky then that beard grew back in time for
you. No, I started in September. Y'all, I'm confused. I started sometime back then.
Yeah. Well, you were with Quick Pass already at Orlando, and I forget when that was. That was October, September.
That was also end of October.
Yeah, because it was before Connect.
Well, my first show was Taylor Business Group down in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
You left right after Dad O'Connor last year.
I did. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yes. Very cool. Yes. So, and
I think
go ahead.
The more important thing that we need to talk about, Scott, is we're with a constable. Like, we could all be arrested right now.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We're with
him. So we're drinking. He's setting us up. Did he give you any advice on the radar gun?
Yeah, he said point this way. Nothing.
Actually, so, you should be careful because the radar gun can interfere with police broadcasts. So, and it's not a state violation. It's actually a
federal violation. We're not doing this. We're not doing the whole, like, if I'm on my cell phone, the plane's going to crash. I call BS. Like,
oh, no, it's not going to cause anything to crash.
Yes, unprecedented. Absolutely.
It's not like cell phone use during an airplane ride.
Ah. So, okay, so you're constable of where? Like, what jurisdiction? Is it a voluntary thing? Is it, like, what is this?
It's an elected office. I'm a Pennsylvania state constable, so it's good for anywhere within the state of Pennsylvania or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Wow. I'm primarily the law enforcement arm for the judicial system. But with that, you are a peace officer. You are what is considered, law enforcement.
So you're sworn Leo.
Yep.
For the... Oh, wow. Okay.
For the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay. I was civilian, but I worked in my police department for 10 years previous life. We don't mention that anymore. But yeah, I retired. I had to do 10 years in a day to retire. My 10 years in a day. And then 2009, I was out. And then I started an IT company, and then it went downhill from there. So... Oh, good Lord. Doing Guinness right after margarita is not a good idea.
You can't.
Yeah, bad thing.
Yeah.
So
that
we got
not be pictures. Your new norm.
It cannot be my new norm. I'm going back to my margarita. What is it? Beer Jamie, before
this
liquor?
This isn't fair when you're not drinking. This isn't fair.
Beer before liquor. I've never been sicker. Alcohol. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
There you go.
It doesn't matter. He's doing both now. So
yeah, now I'm just double fisting. Now it's just.
So what happens now?
Yeah. It's all right. I'll be sleeping here tomorrow.
Closets, apparently. Sleeping
closets. Well, these are recliners now, so I've learned from this. So if I just need to take a nap here, I'm good. I got my pillows. Got my little Nintendo pillow. Yeah, I got my... What else is behind me? My cyber drain pillow. So.
Oh, we need to get you a quick pass pillow.
I do need a quick pass pillow, yes.
It's going on my list.
You know, quick pass, yeah. That's my favorite coffee mug. I still have it. Oh, that's the one I drink every morning.
Hold on, which one? Because there's a new one.
The green one with the...
You need the new one.
You need the new one.
He's like, okay.
When am okay. I going to...
How does one get one?
I don't know. Maybe if you know.
Wink, wink.
Which show are you going to next?
I'll be at Ride a Boom next Tuesday. So who's going from Quick Pass over there?
Oh, Kelsey, Jim, our COO. Jimmy,
okay.
We'll pop in for a little bit, and then one of our AEs, Connor, and there will be coffee mugs there.
Nice. Wow. Those are good people. I know most of those people. Those are good people. I like them. Not that Jimmy guy. That Jimmy guy. No, I'm kidding. Jimmy was just on. We'll find Ray sleeping in the closet in the morning. Jimmy was just on Partner First, and I think he was on Tech Bar recently, too. It kind of all jumbles together after a few episodes. all right. So we have pictures here. Ice at the Gaylord. What is that, Simon? What is this thing?
Oh, I sent pictures of the ice. I forgot about that. Are you showing the ice pictures?
I mean, you got to work on context
for a little bit. Just for context.
Hold on. Let's just make this a fun prompt. What do you think this might be, Ice at the Gaylord, Danny?
Ice sculpture.
I think you posed for an ice sculpture holding the Quick Pass logo. I think that would be freaking awesome.
And you were right by the alligator pit in the Gaylord.
That's my favorite outside hotel.
I know. It's awesome.
Your favorite outside hotel.
So we do Secure last year, right? What was it? It was the first one. It was Secure?
Secure.
So we're at Secure last year. We go to the little steakhouse that's in there. That's like a little boathouse, whatever thing. And it's glorious. It's 8, 9 o'clock at night. I'm sitting with like Matt Topper and Glenn Holcomb and, you know, Alex and Danny and Simon. And we had some other people there. And so we're having dinner and I look at Danny. I'm like, because there's no windows on the boathouse. It's, you know, all like, and I'm like, dude, it's beautiful tonight. The weather's fantastic for Florida. It's great. And it's July. And I'm like, or June. And I'm like, it's so beautiful. And he looks at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, the weather's great, dude, for Florida. It's like nice and chilly. Yeah.
I go, we're under a dome, bro.
We weren't even drinking. It was, yeah. He looks at me and he goes, look up. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Not my proudest moment. I mean, I didn't wake up in a closet. And I was straight sober. I was absolutely sober. It was just,
yeah.
Yeah.
So for anyone that has not been to a Gaylord property before, you walk into this oasis of, it does, it looks like you're,
yeah. Well, because it's all lush, like foliage, and they have grass. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Little
Simon, can you bring up a picture of the atrium of like any of the Gaylords? Like,
yeah, do you either do Palms or do Texas? Because those are the best ones.
Okay, really? I've never been to that one, so this will be my first trip. I've been to Dallas in like 6 or 7 years.
That's right. It's in the game. Big. They have this great area. Like if you go down towards the left, it's like the the Riverwalk in San Antonio. So cute.
Nice. So yeah, so like we're sitting there and it's like there's alligators you can feed or that they have feedings for. You're not supposed to feed them.
No, don't feed the alligators. That's
and all this stuff. And it's gorgeous, but like you forget there's this like clear dome above you.
And then they do light shows on the dome at night.
Yes, the light shows are great.
Yep.
And every once in a while,
you can see it there on that picture.
Yeah. You can see the lights hanging right there.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, when you wake up and go out to your balcony first thing in the morning, 6, 7 in the morning, go like, you know, stretch and go look out over the balcony. Sometimes there's a wild Danny yelling at you from the coffee shop downstairs. I'm on the 4th floor and he's like, Ray!
Do you want the mochaccino or the double espresso?
You're like, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're from Miami. I'm sorry.
That's fair. Yeah.
So, all right, Simon. So what is this ice thing, dude?
The Gaylord does this big ice thing every year, and it is ice sculptures. And we had just gotten back from the one at the Gaylord Palms. I think I sent some pictures, right, Simon? Because they were so incredible. Yeah. Yo, that's ice.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Yeah, when we were there it was a later event. It wasn't secure. But they were talking about, like, ice, the reservations were coming up.
Seven figure.
So there was this huge thing that they give you these big parkas to walk with.
That's awesome.
It's freaking freezing. There's every year it's like a different theme at each Gaylord. So they had the Grinch this year. And it was actually artists brought in from a small village in China that has a large ice festival every year. So like there was a whole story behind that too. And there's like an ice slide that you get to go down. It was really cool. Definitely.
I wonder how long something like that takes to make.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, right. I remember. Also, they have like, because my brother told me that he brought my niece and nephew there one time. They have like they sometimes turn it into like an ice skating ring. Like you could have like an ice skating ring or something.
Wow.
I don't know. Was that what happened at that time, Cynthia? So did they have that as well?
They didn't have any ice skating at this one, but I think Texas Gaylord is a bit bigger. So I think maybe they can do it at that one. And then I think maybe they do it up at the National Harbor one just because it might be cold enough outside for ice. I'm not sure. But there is like snow tubing inside. And then we did like a thing where we got throw snowballs like at Targets and stuff. There were these great adult Grinch drinks that were really yummy. it was at the Gaylord. So it was all.
Who doesn't know Keith? Come on. He says, I'm back. Can someone introduce me to Cynthia and Scott? They don't know me. Go on. There's nobody that doesn't know Keith Nelson.
It's a very overpriced family memory, but it was it was great.
There was a report recently in the news that Orlando was the most expensive family vacation of anywhere in the U.S. And I'm like,
that's fair.
Keep going anyway, because we're idiots, but we keep going anyway, because why not? I love the mouse.
We went up last Friday just for the day, drove up early in the morning, came back at night, and we still managed. And this is with annual passes.
No, hold on. Pause. Because you guys don't have kids yet.
I know.
So you get to do the fun thing with your wife, and that's context. It.
So it's just us two that went up. We have annual passes, and we still spent like $400 on a day.
Right. But
I bought art.
So okay, I have a family of 4.
No, I know.
Or 5. Because if you count Marissa and her boyfriend who comes. So and then Gio. So it's 5 of us. That is not 2.
No. I understand that. But just think about it. 2 adults for one day was 400. So I could imagine.
Yeah. Disney's no joke. Thank you for the money. Cynthia has a battle wound. She knows.
This is not a year. So, like, we usually, like, we'll kind of invest in, like, one different, like, since we live in Florida,
well,
right?
As your kids get older, also, like, other parks are better.
Right.
Yeah. Universal becomes more appealing. Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah. My kids are all about the Universal. That was, like, 2020. We did a lot of Universal because nobody was there. It was great. Cheap. But we've been doing we went up to Busch Gardens, the Williamsburg location, over the summer. So we upgraded our passes to, like, include SeaWorld and stuff. So, like, we've been doing that recently. It was fun. We had a good time. That Manta Ray ride is insane if you're into roller coasters.
A lot of fun.
It is one of the only hanging roller coasters.
I've been on that ride, and it's amazing. And I was really looking forward to going on it again. See? But then a hurricane.
No, the hurricane.
Yeah. See, hurricane should have been one of the words.
I'm about to say hurricane is an excellent drinking word. I have lots of hurricanes.
It is an excellent drinking word. You can always make a hurricane. Like, I'll drink to that. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We made up for the hurricane. My wife was down for that one. And since SeaWorld was closed, the hurricane when SeaWorld.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah. When SeaWorld was closed for us. But we ended up getting a season pass for SeaWorld because it was cheaper for me to get it with her than it was. So I got to ride it later in the week.
Yeah, we have season passes for, like, Lion Country Safari and Miami Seaquarium and, like, Miami Metro Zoo. And, like, all of them together for the four of us for the four of us or the three of us is less than one of the Disney passes for us.
Yeah.
And SeaWorld always does promotions. Like they said, if you just buy the Florida resident, just one, like a day.
Like you buy a day, they're like, here's a year.
You
can
go
fun.
For the rest of the year until December 31st.
Yeah.
So we won't.
Oh, yeah. So I made the mistake of upgrading us to the Platinum because we wanted to go to Williamsburg and we wanted to.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We wanted to do Williamsburg is amazing. Like, highly, highly suggested if you're into theme parks. But now we have all these extra, like, great perks. Like, our parking is much closer, and, like, we get, like, lots of extra guest passes, and we get, like, one extra fast pass for everyone every time we go.
I think Cynthia just invited us to go. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Heck yeah. If we're in Orlando and there's free time, I will take you to SeaWorld.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Now I'm like,
director of fun.
She legitimately is a director of fun. It's not a quick pass position. It's just a life position.
It's a life position.
It's a life choice. It's a life choice. Thank you.
It's a life choice. I'll raise a glass to that. It's a life choice. So besides your husband being basically a superhero in the medical profession, saving the world, your son is also a kick-ass. He was in the Home Run Derby and he took home some titles.
What?
Yeah. So he got Pete Alonso from the Mets is from the Tampa Bay area. And he had a Home Run Derby recently here in Tampa as a fundraiser. And so some of the local travel teams, they invited, like, one kid per travel team, got to nominate a kid. And so my son got to come in for the 13U group and he came in second place. And that's him with Pete Alonso.
That is awesome.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Danny, have you ever hit a home run? See, Danny's a basketball guy. He's not really a baseball
softball,
guy.
Softball, all the time.
No, softball.
Softball team. Yeah.
We were throwing tennis balls, and I was like.
Hey. He came so in.
In Little League, like teenagers, and Colt and Mustang or whatever, they would laugh at me because I was notorious for closing my eyes before swinging the bat. And I would connect, and I would launch them. I mean, I was always a big kid, so I launched them. But I like every single time was I close my eyes and connect and took off. I have a feeling your son's a lot better than that. He doesn't have the same fear of the ball.
They had 90 seconds. My husband was soft tossing to him. He came in second place with 14 home runs.
Wow. That's dope.
Well, the closest I ever got, it was when I was like 15. I went to the Marlins Stadium. They were having like a batting practice. Anybody could go in, and I did it. And they give you like six pitches, and some of them were misses. Well, but there was one that I hit it good.
The pitches were like a person pitching or like the
machine?
No,
person pitching. Person pitching.
A pro pitcher?
No. It was a machine
pitch. Oh, this is soft. Okay.
Machine pitch.
Okay.
And then I really got a hold of it, and I just swung, and I hit it hard, and I see it go down the left, and I'm like, yeah, that's good. It was like maybe about 10 feet from the warning track. It wasn't even close to anything.
You really got a hold of that one.
And I knew it. I was like, yeah, that felt good. And then, barely.
But that's not your only run-in with a professional baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because we get invited, being in Miami, we get invited to stuff all the time, Dolphins, Miami Marlins, whatever. And the Marlins were hosting an event. And I like football. Like, I watch football, but I otherwise, if I'm not playing, I don't watch the sports all that much. So they were going to have, it was Jeter, right? It was Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to have Derek Jeter there. And I'm like, Danny, go in my place. You can go meet Derek Jeter. You can do all this cool stuff. Go have fun, man. So I send him out there. And Derek Jeter's there. And what happened?
I try to get a picture. No,
that's
with
not
him.
What I heard.
Listen, first of all, the man is beautiful. I'm not going to. That guy
Derek
is
Jeter.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I am telling you, I am the only guy, and there's like 30 girls around me trying to take a picture with him. I'm like,
come on in, ladies.
I can answer that for you. There is no situation on the planet where Derek Jeter would go to you. Like,
maybe if I was dressed like this.
Maybe. This is fancy. This is
pants are you wearing?
Yeah, why don't you stand up, bro?
They're just jeans.
Oh, okay, just jeans. I mean, you made it sound like you were like had pajama pants on. Like, I was expecting.
No, you didn't. Yeah. If it was Sean on, Sean would absolutely pull that. But
pajama
no. He's wearing, we got honored. You guys can't see this maybe, but it has OIT logo. It's an OIT tie. There you go. Get up, man. You're
actually,
hiding.
No way. Wait. But so if Simon brings me on, he could bring me on.
He is bringing you on. That's what I'm trying to show you. The camera's over here, homie.
Okay. No, because I'm also in on my computer.
We work in IT, folks.
No, I'm trying to point out the camera's here, and he keeps looking over there.
But I'm also in on the computer as well.
Right. So.
Damn it, Simon. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. So we got an award when this was 2020. It was an awesome year. We got the key to 2019. We got the key to Miami-Dade County. I got to go to that, and then we got to go to another award ceremony for Florida GrowFlow 50 companies to watch in 2019. So we go to that event. He wears this black cowboy hat, gorgeous black cowboy hat. Black suit with the OIT tie and the red suspenders, and people were coming up to him all night long.
He sees me. He starts laughing. It was
hilarious.
They said, what was the attire? It was, it wasn't casual. It was fun, formal, or something like that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it worked. I had fun with it. Let me see if I can find pictures. You do your thing while I have pictures. Actually, Simon, what's coming up next, dude, while I'm looking for stuff? Ooh, the getting to know you, huh?
Yeah, so Danny, you have some... So Danny likes to ask some rapid-fire questions, some hard-hitting questions. So get ready. We're going to be doing Getting to Know You with Danny.
Okay. So, guys, favorite city in the U.S.? United States. I'm sorry. Just in case it wasn't clear.
Just in case.
Favorite city in us.
Who are you asking, first of all?
Both. Both of them.
Okay.
All right, Scott, you first, since you're so confused.
It's not that I'm confused. It's a tough one. You know, seasonally, like, it's winter right now. So, you know, Hershey, Pennsylvania is out. I absolutely love Hershey, from the Hershey Park to the Chocolate Factory. That's where the Hershey Bears are playing. Yeah, I'm just throwing chocolate.
We should do a chocolate margarita.
But I would say in the continental U.S., Scottsdale, Arizona is one of the favorite cities that I've been to that I would consider retiring to.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be kind of lame and say the place where I live, Tampa, because I didn't live here all of my life. I came here 5 years ago, and I'm really, really happy here. Like, I will always, always, always be a Texas girl at heart, and there's definitely parts, like, of Southern Arkansas that like are just hidden gems that I love. Like, there's some beautiful places, but I love where I am. I love the city. So I'm going to say Tampa, Florida.
That's why I'm building a house here.
There you go.
There it is.
We're both wearing the tie, but Danny got all the, you can't argue with that. I mean, that's just.
Yeah, no, everybody. I had to do interviews and stuff. Like, they were interviews.
It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty cool. All right.
That picture, can I go back to the picture for a second? It reminds me of almost like a scene from The Big Bang Theory, where you have Leonard on the one side with the beard, you know, really trying to go out there and make a good impression, and Howard shows up with this over the top, just, you know, rocking it.
You're lucky he doesn't have of my belt buckle, the giant belt buckle.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was pimping the giant belt buckle and everything. It was pretty classic.
All right. For the rest of the call, I'll call you Howard.
All right, so here we go. This one's going to be for Cynthia.
Okay. I'm going to wait to put the chocolate in my mouth. Did I mention I have fancy chocolate, y'all? Fancy.
Can you start?
Michelle, if you're watching this, because Michelle watches it, my wife watches this every once in a while, if I end up in the closet tonight, it's Cynthia's fault. Yeah. All right?
All right.
No, I'm not saying stop. I'm just chocolate.
That's good. Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you a little context on this question. Harry Potter.
Oh.
If Voldemort offered you a hug, would you take it?
With or without his wand?
Let's go ahead and assume he has his wand.
Well, hold on. Which Voldemort? Are we talking like Voldemort when he was on the back of the head of the guy? Or are we talking about Voldemort when
if he's going to give you a hug, if he's going to give you a hug, that's full on Voldemort.
No, because the dude could have given you a hug. I forget the guy's name, but
yeah, but then the guy gave you the hug. Unless he gave you his back, then Voldemort's giving you a hug.
That's true.
No, he has his wand. He's full on, fully back, no nose, Voldemort.
No nose Voldemort. Tough one. I feel like I need more context. Like, my instinct is to give everybody a hug because maybe he just needs some kindness, because clearly he was missing a lot of love.
But you don't hug somebody out of anger.
Maybe you could answer this by answering this question real quick, okay? Which Hogwarts house are you?
Pretty sure I'm Ravenclaw because of like all my like.
Oh my god, I'm Ravenclaw.
I do think that I'm brave, but at the end of the day, like, I think I'm more clever than brave, probably, as noted by my love of old ancient Chinese tile games. So I think that probably Ravenclaw.
Okay.
So I would.
Now I need to know
Well, how about you, Scott?
I need to know what Scott's house is now. Scott. I mean, come on.
You are wearing.
I have no idea.
Colors of Slytherin.
He's wearing Quick Pass colors, first of all.
Slytherin.
Are we saying Quick Pass is Slytherin?
I'm just saying it's the color.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, Slytherin is not.
No, it's not bad.
They're just very powerful. They're not bad.
And Quick Pass is magic because it changes things automatically.
Automatically.
Scott, would you give Voldemort a hug?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
With or without the wand.
Is it going to be that awkward hug that Draco got that from the movie?
Oh, God.
It's so cringy.
See, So I've already been through my worst hug possible, right? I'm going to do a little
plot. Is it me?
Yeah, it was Danny. No. So I took my daughter, who's now 23, amazing woman. I took her to Disney when she was 2. And anybody that's had 2-year-olds know they see the characters on camera or on TV, and they're like, oh, Mickey, Pato Donald, Chippendale, whatever. It's awesome. But when you get there in person, they're freaking 6 foot tall. They're terrifying to a 2-year-old, right? So I have every one of my pictures, I'm holding her, and she's like, she sees the character from a distance, and she's doing this thing, and she wants to go over there. And then we finally get in line, and we go take a picture. And every single picture, she's trying to get away from it, like scratching the hell out of my neck. And of course, it was also her birthday that weekend. So we tried to get every picture possible. So I look like it was something out of like The Exorcism. It was so bad. So Voldemort doesn't sound bad to me, like all things considered.
He's just misunderstood. That's all. It's fine. He's okay.
He's okay. He's unprecedented. And for the record, I do love Tank Top Tony's margarita.
Does like, Voldemort eat chocolate?
Ooh.
My wife's gonna kill me.
Getting like a little
twang, I do.
Like, right here in your jaw. Mm-hmm. I am too. Yeah. All right. So,
all right, what's your next question? I'm ready.
All right. Let's go with one more question. And for both of you, and let's go with favorite childhood TV show.
I think we could say this at the same time because she watches this every day in the morning. Most calls that we're on, it's on in the background as you're eating breakfast.
It's not mine, but I know what you're going to say. Okay, no, we can one through it. Know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'm saying The Simpsons. Like, I still watch it today. Cynthia still watches it today.
No.
Okay, well, hold on. Do you guys watch reruns, or are you, like, watching it when it comes out, the new episode every week or whatever?
Both. No, mostly reruns.
My son.
Because I don't think I've ever seen, like, a current on-air episode in for the last 15 years.
I used to remember for the longest time they did the same Super Bowl episode, and they would just change the names, and you would see Homer go, Kansas City.
See, and the Treehouse of Horror thing, like that is my favorite. Oh,
those
nice.
Those are good. I like the Treehouse of Horror.
Love the Treehouse of Horror with King and I forget the other one's name, but like they're fantastic. Like one of my favorite lines is, you know, my pockets hurt from the constable son, the Wiggum son. Mm. Yeah,
Wiggum Ralph.
I poop in my pants.
Daddy. This guy gets it. Okay, that's fine.
Uh-huh. They're like, grab my strong hand.
God, this chocolate is good, y'all.
Is it good? Is the chocolate good? It looks like the chocolate's good. I mean, you look so like you're enjoying good. That chocolate.
I like, this is really nerdy chocolate, y'all. I ordered it because of a podcast.
Okay, what? How'd you? Okay, so now you got to give us some backstory on the chocolate. I got to stop saying chocolate.
The brown delicious treat.
It's just like about like how like the roots of chocolate and like how it's actually supposed to be made and the places it comes from and like these beautiful stories of chocolate and then like how
you're doing this on purpose. Stop it. I love you to death, Cynthia, but I gotta call bullshit. Like the cacao plant is disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting.
Can we just like, say cocoa?
Cocoa. I like saying cacao.
Cacao. When you were in Hershey last year, did you go to Chocolate World?
No, but I rode that chocolate bar roller coaster up front.
I did watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, just saying.
Ooh. Hey, Cynthia, since you have Universal, have you ever gone to the Chocolate Emporium?
Oh, this episode sponsored by Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, it's more like chocolate.
Oh, chocolate.
I hate you, bro. That was the one. That was the one that was past the line.
I'm sorry. I mean, I influenced that word decision.
It's okay. I like it. Oh, I'm forgetting.
Actually, I think it's right now the best word of the day we've had.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the chat's like, they haven't talked in 20 minutes. They keep saying chocolate, 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 chocolate.
Yeah, right?
Chocolate is a vegetable. That is absolutely true because it has seeds. Absolutely true. Oh, no, wait, it's a fruit.
Oh, a cigar, too. Cigar, he's not wrong.
Yeah. Simon's asking if we should take a commercial break. As long as it's not a chocolate commercial break, I'll say yes. We'll be back after this episode.
The Tech Bar will be right back after these messages.
Hey everyone, it's Martin here, admin, CEO, and co-founder of the MSP Geek community. And I want to see you at our conference, MSP GeekCon 2023. It is the premier conference that focuses on the career path of a technician, where you get to own both your personal and your technical skill set and how to set yourself and your teams up for success. Join us in Orlando on May 21st to the 23rd. Come grow with us and we'll see you there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's pretty dope. I didn't realize it gives us a countdown in the back. So Scott and Cynthia are taking care of personal things at the moment because they may have had too much chocolate. yes. So I will go ahead and share. I mean, why not? I will go ahead and share. Simon, can you bring up my screen share real quick? So that's when I got the key to the county. That's the and I was not wearing the OIT tie. I should have worn the OIT tie. But yeah, that was.
Do we have it then? I thought that was something we got for
Growflow. It's right there, dude.
No, I'm saying I thought we got it for Growflow.
Oh yeah, we did get the ties for Growflow. Absolutely. So, and my mom was in there somewhere. Oops, that's my office. That's the city manager, or actually the mayor of Miami-Dade County, and that's my mom. So,
my tía.
So, Danny, you didn't ask. Would you let Voldemort hug you?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Not because he can be like abracadabra. I don't know. That's not the
Adaba Kadaba. Whatever it is.
Adaba Velveeta. Like
Adaba Chocolate.
He's not special. I have a wand too. Look, I have this whole, because Cynthia, you're special. So I came with special stuff. I got my wand. I got my magic tricks. So, of course, I did not practice at all. So, which is why I'm not breaking him out. But I have the things, and that's all that matters.
But I expect magic tricks the next time I see you.
I can do magic. So, this is one of my favorite because it requires absolutely no skill. So, you take it and throw the jalapeno in there, and then suddenly there's no more jalapeno.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? And yet I can do this and take out my jalapeno. Yeah.
Hey, how'd you do that?
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. I can't.
Do I have to hug Voldemort?
You got to hug Voldemort. There you go. Getting alerts. Oh, my son is texting me. Aw, good night, Gio. I love you. He's texting me because he walks.
Good night, Gio.
I'll be honest. Tech Bar isn't because we thought it would be fun and because, like, all this stuff. It's because, like, the best way to get a 9-year-old to think you're awesome is show up on YouTube. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter if you have 2 followers. If you're on YouTube, they love it.
You've made it.
Because he's not a teenager yet. Hey, Leo. Yeah. I'm on YouTube. Do you think that makes me cool? No. Nope.
No, I'm sure he thinks you're cool. Gio definitely thinks you're cool. Absolutely. You've done magic. I mean, come on. And you've done voiceover work. I mean, you're on IMDb. You have voiceover work. So that's some serious stuff.
My son's back here going, no, that doesn't make you cool.
No. Does not matter.
Yeah. Because your son's older, though. Because, like, that's the thing with, like, daughters, right? Like, so when Marissa was, like, up until 9, it was like, daddy, daddy, daddy. And then after 9 years old, the teenager hormones kick in. And at some point, it'll come back. But I've been wrong forever. So, you know. Although I have an amazing daughter. I will raise a glass to my daughter. She is amazing.
Getting her first
A female house. Engineer. Yeah, that's she's awesome. Working on buying her house. So, pretty
in badass. Miami, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody can afford that shit. Yeah.
Good but for her.
Look, I'm gonna turn this into chocolate. Abracadabra.
You're gonna turn this cup like empty. That's what you're gonna do.
I just can't get that. I'm staring at my face like with cherub wings and tidy whities.
I keep looking at myself too. It's like
right? And when did you have that haircut? Because your hair now, you said it was what, 8 inches?
Yep. This is what the new norm did to me.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. He said, new norm.
New norm.
Yeah, I did.
Cynthia, can we just have you on all the tech bars? And like when they say the word, you just come up? Like, you know.
Absolutely. I
love that.
I can be like tech bar assistant just over here. In my little...
Man, I look like Balls of Fury after.
Balls?
What's his name?
Listen, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. All right.
What was his name?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, his name is Danny, too.
It is Danny,
you can dodge
yeah.
a wrench. You can dodge anything.
I love that movie. I still say, like, at a conference, we should have, like, a big dodgeball game.
Oh, I'm into that.
You were about to put on a movie one time, too, like on the projector.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that at because that's when Obi-Wan,
oh, yeah.
the TV show.
Oh, yeah,
so we were going to do like a marathon at night because we're up till 1 in the morning drinking anyway. I mean, networking. We were networking. So we were going to do that. But, yeah, we're sponsoring the game room at MSP GeekCon in May, 21st through 23rd. And maybe we will work in a dodgeball. We're doing a Back Doors and Breaches with John Strand and John Hammond one night. We're doing a Dungeons and Dragons one shot one night. We're going to have board games. We're going to have TVs. We're going to have beanbag chairs.
We should get like little like foam wrenches so you could throw at us while we're playing.
Yes. That's awesome. Get that branded for you. Like that's.
There you go. There you go. I love it. I always the marketing mind. I appreciate that. So we have some Valentine's Day cards. Simon, are you ready for the while he's getting ready with the Valentine's Day cards, I got to ask you. So you put the podcast link for the Cocoa stuff. So Simon will put that in the chat. Did you find it from the podcast or did you find it from like, so the reason I ask is because my wife finds stuff on TikTok and then she brings it to me. And then, so this Valentine's we were doing caviar because she just started like getting a bunch of stuff for caviar. And then she's like, she tried it once. And so we went in this like deep dive caviar. And my superpower being having ADHD means that like any new thing that comes up in my head, I deep dive like hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
So I got her this like whole sampler kit of caviar of like Ocetra and Kaluga Gold, and white sturgeon and blah, blah, blah. Which now she loves. And I think I opened a Pandora's box there. So how did you learn about the cocoa stuff?
Yeah. So it's just like one of my things. And she had they had gotten together with some
I'm on camera. Foods.
Hey. We had guests.
Special guests.
Yeah. And like a European chocolates for a long time. And then Lisa, I forget her last name, but she's another chocolatier down doing like propagate, and they put together like this podcast. So we're interested in trying the chocolate and the folk don't have audio issues.
Yeah, your audio keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
So like, oh damn it for the show.
So, tell them you're on YouTube good. And you should have it on.
Yeah. That's
Reese's Pieces.
That is chocolate and peanut butter, sir. That is probably the best combination of chocolate ever. So here's something you may not know. Mr. Daniel Laura, Super Cousin Danny, do you like Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Love them.
But you don't like chocolate.
But they have.
I said chocolate.
Yeah, but they're mostly peanut butter.
Where did you find that, Scott? Like, what is that, dude?
Well, he definitely got that from her. She...
It is a Reese's at the Hershey Bears, based in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the AHL hockey team. A couple years ago, they did the Reese's Row of the Game, and you got a gift card, and you got a hat.
I love that. I
love Reese's.
Keith says he thinks that his age, his ears were being choppy. And he hates Reese's, which I don't understand at all. Absolutely.
Why, Keith?
That doesn't make any sense.
No. Oh, that's a delicious.
All right. You have any more quick questions?
No, I think we're up to the next spot.
Yeah, let's do some questions.
Okay.
I wasn't asking. I'm telling you. Let's do some questions. All right. Danny doesn't take all the hints all the time after we've had this much chocolate. I mean, he gets, you know.
We're spoon feeding the fishing here for you.
Yeah. Any other questions? So, all right. So I'm going to ask questions. All right. So would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals? We'll go with Scott because he has the most amazing hat. So we have to go with Scott first.
I would rather speak every language of the world than the animals, because I could speak in whatever language the person can transcribe that for the animals.
Okay. That's...
Understand them.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Okay.
No. Yeah, you're like, your audio's out. I'm sorry. I think what she's saying is...
I did hear that. Oh, no. Hold on. I did get that.
Yeah. Oh.
No, we cannot hear you now, but I could read your lips.
In a world where there's more animals than humans, she wants to be able to talk to animals.
WTF? I don't know.
I don't know. So we'll save you a little bit, Cynthia. We got some Valentine's Day cards we want to bring up while we work through the audio issues. Simon, can you bring us some Valentine's Day cards, sir? Our creative director at my MSP Media Network. Are you a keyboard? Because you're just my type. Would that do it for you, Danny? Would that get your engine revved up?
I'm going to go with no.
Can you hear me?
Rose pedal on the Apple keyboard.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you now, Cynthia. You're perfect.
Yay!
So what on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate this Valentine's card?
Listen, I love a good corny joke, so I'm in for the joke, but man, that facial hair is not doing it for me, and he is at all the wrong angles.
I mean, if it was me, there'd be a split in the jeans, so, at least he wins that one.
We have two keyboards. No, see, that's mixed messages. Because
one of them is like rose colored, right? It's Valentine's colored.
All right.
Let's move on from this, Simon. Cynthia says no. So sorry, Matt. We love you, buddy, but you're out. All right. Okay. Our buddy Mike Riggs, formerly of Perch, now at Fifth Wall. Are you an IE user? You must like it nice and slow. I feel like we need to get content warnings.
I love it.
I, Scott, I see this is doing it for you, dude. And Riggs, I love him to death. He's a sexy mofo. Like, good for him.
I'm sending this one to my wife next year.
I'm into this.
This works for you?
Well, Brittany and Aaron aren't watching.
Just leave it at that. Because Danny has a bromance with Aaron. I love it. All right, what do we got next, Simon? Oh, speaking of Aaron, host of 38 at 38. Speaking of Aaron, Danny. Oh man, 38 jobs but only one bro for me. That is romantic as fuck, dude. I love that.
I love it.
Wow.
I need that as my wallpaper.
I mean, he's got romantic CDs at Starbucks. You know, can I borrow a feeling? He's got that CD. Yeah, the hair is outdated. Danny has not looked like that in 4 years, 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's your profile pic. I understand your company picture.
What's under our eyes? That's what I'm trying to see.
I don't know. Hearts? Simon, is that hearts?
Tribal?
It's hearts with like lines, slashes.
Are those baby bottles?
Oh, it's romance because like we have like the eye black.
No,
is that what it is?
Because Matt Fox had that too. I don't know. This is weird. All right, let's move on. Now, like Aaron's like piercing my soul, so we need to move on. my romance! The original, the OG Dispatch Darlings.
So last year,
love it.
So don't be jealous.
Just saying,
you're the one moving next to him. You couldn't get a better picture of my hair. That picture was so bad, though. Oh, that was so horrible. It's like the shy emotion in anime. Wait, but who are we talking about, though? I think he's talking about you.
Probably.
The hee 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 hee.
Do I have a little.
So we have some Valentine's Day confessions. I'm going out of order here. Look at Simon.
No, you're going super, on order.
Simon's getting super producer credit here because he is on his game. All right. Valentine's confessions. My boyfriend and I met online and we've been dating for over a year. I introduced Hans. Oh, calling him out by name. Damn. I introduced Hans to my uncle, who was fascinated by the fact that we met over the internet. He naively replied, wait. He asked Hans what kind of line he'd used. Sir, I've had a lot of chocolate tonight. He introduced Hans to my uncle, who was fascinated by the fact that we met over the internet. He asked Hans what kind of line he used to pick me up. Ever the geek, Hans naively replied, I just used a regular 56K modem, contributed by Ann McConnell. That's love at first bod. I love that. I'm
love that, at that's first totally bod. My thing.
The one, the 56K note, if I can jump in. I have a son, not to throw him under the bus or anything, but he's a teenager now, and he's discovering certain websites that you know, you would go through using my cyber skill.
One was very distinctive intro music, intro songs.
You know, I didn't block them, but what I did is I
because then you wouldn't be able to access them. So you want to be, you know. 50,
I downgraded the speed of all those sites to 56K for him, so he can load it bar by bar.
So I'm not shaming or applauding. I'm not taking any opinion on interesting websites. But I think you're doing him a service, right? Because back in my day, where I had to get CDs and credit card generators that I may or may not have used for an extra hour, you heard, you know, and then it was 20 minutes to download that image line by line by line.
Line by line.
Ah, so you're just acquainting him with, like, teaching him to wait. And I appreciate that.
Patience.
Danny's like, that's a real stretch.
What about the rental videos? The little doors only for adults.
Yo, you'd have a little you'd have like the beaded hallway door, like the beaded entrance, and like you try to sneak in, but it made noise every time you went into Monster Video and you went to the back. Yeah, I've heard stories about that. I never did that. I heard stories. Danny, why don't you read this one, dude?
All right. He finished a bottle of wine and then casually poured half of my first glass into his.
That's romantic. I don't care what anybody says. That's
casually, though. He's like, so, you know.
It was just over conversation.
That's funny. You know?
I mean, that's ridiculous, though. Like, who would do that? Like, seriously, that is the most ridiculous shit. No, I mean, Cynthia, have you ever had a date that bad? Like,
No, not Charlie, that bad.
I assume there was at least one human before Charlie that you dated. So, like,
at least. At
least. Well, let me tell you about chocolate. No, but like, okay. So, I want to hear Cynthia's worst date story.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh.
God. Worst date.
Last year. But I don't remember it.
Well, yeah, because it's late in the episode and there's been a lot of chocolate and we've been like,
Well, that one had a jalapeno.
I love that Cynthia is going pound for pound with us, even though it's non-alcoholic, but in, like, you know, in beer. Solidarity.
I'm solidarity.
I appreciate you. No, I love
it. I'm here for it.
I love it. All right, so worst date.
Worst date. Oh. I had this guy like report me about politics.
You got that egg click like that.
Yeah. We're sitting outside of this great little Mexican restaurant. We're eating great food. And then, like, I don't know. He starts talking about politics. I'm like, listen, I like to get into a good conversation about politics and let's ask some questions. And, like, but he just like, started
know each other.
Yeah. Yelling. He just started yelling. And then he was just like, paid the bill and like dropped me off. And I was just like,
yelling, like, in general, or like at you, or like angry man yells at cloud, or like
a little bit cloud, and then like a little bit at me. And I think maybe it was just because I was a woman and I was blonde.
Okay.
But yeah, so I didn't go on any more dates with him. It was weird. He went from like okay to just like not okay.
And it was just like on a dime, he just flipped one to the other.
Flipped the switch.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. That's
yeah we didn't hear that story.
Yeah.
Now that I think I remember what we asked her last year was the pickup line.
Oh, worst I think pickup that's line. What it was. I assume it's anything Simon said to somebody in Instagram DMs.
I love your eyes. Your eyes nice are beautiful. Eyes.
Is that still the go-to, Simon? Simon's nodding his head. He's like, yeah, that's the go-to. All right, Scott, you have a worst date story, dude?
No, because I was probably the one that made it the worst date.
He's like, yeah, anybody who's been on a date with me has experienced the worst date. Well, have you ever yelled at somebody over politics, though, on a date?
No.
Okay, like, then you're step up.
It was like, huh? I just asked him, like, one question, and he started screaming at me. I don't know. It was weird.
That is such an odd thing. Like, I can see, like, getting animated because I'm a loud person, Cuban-Italian. I get very animated. But, like, I can see like just being loud in general. You get loud when you, you get.
Y'all, I'm loud. But, like, not and at I was people.
Like not threatening, like.
Yeah, he just, it was like I asked one question and he just like went off the rails. I was like, cool, I'm glad you're paying for this. Let's go.
Was it even like in a not, well, I, you know what? I was going to break a tech bar rule and I was going to ask like, was it even like an innocuous question, like how do you feel about global warming? But actually, let's just skip the politics. All right, let's move on. All right, so he told me to meet him at his job, and I assumed. Actually, let me do the Tony Francisco. Get the eyebrows. Get that. He told me to meet. He told me to meet him at his job, and I assumed we would get dinner after a shift. I am Batman. All right, wrong. We sat in silence in the security car for an hour as he played Jeff Dunham. Okay, Jeff Dunham's good, though.
Yeah, I mean.
My friends texted me and asked if I wanted to go to Taco Bell with them, and I left. No second date. Simon, didn't we have one of these that was like, they ordered, exactly, I am Batman.
Like 100 and something.
Yeah. Something tacos?
Yeah, that he ordered like 100 tacos.
Yes.
And he made her pay for it.
He made her pay for it. I remember that.
Well, she paid for it, though.
Yeah, she did pay for it. I mean, 100 tacos, it depends on the time period. Because when I was a kid, 100 tacos from Taco Bell, that was like $3.
Wow.
Now you need a mortgage. Now it's a little different. I love that she like finished that no second date. No kidding.
100 tacos now, the credit card company calls you to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, so here's my thing, though. Dunham's, like, if that was like a let's go park, like, over a cliff, I'm in Florida, there's no hills, but like, let's go park on a cliff overlooking some beautiful scenery. Let's watch a movie outdoors or listen to some fun stuff and just hang out and like be with each other. Like, I could see that as romantic, probably not for material.
Is this first date?
I don't know. Well, she says no second date, so I had to be the first date.
Yeah.
That's reading a comprehension. Cool mood. But like, it doesn't have someone just sit in your car for a day. Like,
no, yeah, that's not a first date.
Weird. It's weird because it's after his shift. So why does he want to stay in the car?
So
he was probably watching Jeff Dunham during his shift.
So my game plan when I was dating was I never did anything that included too much silence. Like, there had to be a healthy mix of silence so we could talk and outside entertainment, so we weren't bored in case the date sucked, right? That was my first date go-to. So this dude's like, we're going to listen to a comedy show in my car. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, Simon's like, if it was Bad Bunny, it'd be fine. Bad Bunny? Simon's like, yeah, Bad Bunny, yeah.
Hold on, Ray, what was you and your wife's first date?
Oh, so... Actually, maybe I shouldn't have called myself out like that.
Were you watching Jeff Dunham in your car?
No, but she has bought me tickets to go see Jeff Dunham together. But we had been together for a while. We got tickets at Cinemark Cinebistro. So, like, those ones where, like, they bring dinner to you and the drinks and whatever. But we met an hour earlier at the movie theater because they had the big lounge in the entrance and all that stuff. This was back when it was new. It was 2009. And we sat and talked for, like, an hour, had dinner together before we went to see the movie. We got the movie I Love You, Man. That's where we watched the first time because she's a Paul Rudd fan. I still have the ticket stubs to this day. I'm a softie. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, we spent like 6 hours together. You should hear ask Danny's first time he met his wife.
I want to hear it.
I met my wife at his wedding. Yeah. Yeah. And I was with my current girlfriend at the time,
Paula.
And then my
at my wedding, he's with.
I'm trying to do this.
Sir, it's 8:19. We're going to speed this up a little bit. So at my wedding, he's one of my groomsmen. Of course, I mean, Danny and I grew up like brothers. So he's one of my groomsmen, and he brings his girlfriend, Paula. The Brazilian. I'm glad she's gone. I couldn't stand her. Anyway, and then his sister starts playing
wingman without even knowing she was playing wingman.
Yeah, she wasn't doing it on purpose. And he met his current wife there.
Yeah.
Well, his only wife. He's the only
I was buying shots at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. He was buying shots at the open bar.
Yeah.
I was about to say. Same thing.
Boy, it was a cheap tap that night.
For one of us.
But our actual first date, which was official, which was very interesting, once I made it official and broke up with my girlfriend to be with my wife.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That worked out.
There's steps.
Yeah.
She actually asked me out, and she took me out. And paid and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
And to this day, she's the responsible one.
Yep. It's foreshadowing if I ever saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott, what about you and together... Kelly? What was I'm your sorry? First date? I was with Scott, him and Kelly.
Our first official date was Applebee's. I took her to
It's what's good in the neighborhood?
We knew each other for a few months beforehand. She actually bought hockey tickets from me to take her... what was then her last boyfriend. And I had a girlfriend at the time, so I sold the tickets. And we both broke up right around the same time over the summer. We started hanging out, and I took her to Applebee's over lunch one day on the lunch break, and I asked her to actually be my girlfriend.
Just wow. Like that?
That's dope.
I mean, it wasn't, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think Araldo's calling it out perfectly. Yes, she was. Paola was Brazilian. Keith, when he met his wife, I assume this was a year that started with the 1800s, said, I was actually paid to date my wife a trade. I assume there was some cattle or something.
Yeah, some cattle.
A trade. I had to date her so my friend could date my girlfriend's friend. So, Cynthia, are we the only ones going out with people that don't already have somebody else when we're going out with somebody?
Yeah, I did not. Neither of us had. Sorry, there was all of us Florida people are getting an Amber Alert. Yeah, no, I didn't have a boyfriend. My husband did not have a girlfriend. We met the old-fashioned way at a bar, and he called me and asked if he could take me out that night. He said, "Can I come scoop you up?" Which made me laugh.
Aww.
Yeah, and we went and let's see, we ate sushi. We played putt-putt golf, and then we went and played pool. So I also like an activity. Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
And then we got
like very busy, very active date. I like that. I like that a lot.
Got married.
I will raise a glass because that should become the new normal. I'm just saying. All right. So Simon's saying he needs to do some voiceover games. So Simon, what do we got, dude?
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Okay.
Do I get
so
to
one of our so Cynthia, like we previously said, she used to be a voiceover actress, and she actually has an IBM-D. So we're going to be playing some voiceover games. I'm going to play a clip. It's going to be different people throughout the clip, but the scenario is first dates. So this first clip is going to be all about first dates.
Okay.
So I'm going to play the video, and we're going to choose characters. It's going to be two people on screen at all times. So we'll do one, and then we'll do another one with two people. So... who wants to go first? Cynthia?
I think Cynthia and Danny should go first on the first one.
Cynthia, can I be the girl?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then you guys could start discussing or talk.
Hey, so what do you want to do tonight?
Yeah. My yeah, girl, talk to me.
Oh my god, you're so funny.
You might be on a date with Butthead, bro.
Oh my god, I'm touching grass.
Oh, this got real fast forward.
I like this grass that you brought me to. I've never sat in grass before.
It's very blady.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I like to look at clouds for sure.
That's for my servers hosted.
Oh my god. Oh, thank you for the smooch.
Yes.
This is chocolate beer. It's
Pennsylvania. He's drinking beer. Oh, what do I do?
Okay, is this you, Scott? You do this one, Scott.
All I can do is smile.
Well, thank you. I think I look just like that Cameron Diaz.
Ha 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 ha.
Round of applause.
Oh, absolutely.
Like trying to eat her head.
Great job, everybody.
You guys are natural. And then we have a second one that we'd like to do before we start wrapping up, which is couples fighting.
Four.
No, yeah, but it's going to be like one whole clip segment again. One whole segment. Okay. Scenario for these clips.
It switches.
The scenario for these clips is that there's couples arguing. So the couples are fighting.
Oh, we got this, Scott. We got this, bro.
Wait, who's the girl?
I'll be the girl. I don't care.
Oh, so you could damn, be a I could have been really good at this one. Okay, go ahead.
Nope, wrong. Nope.
Scott, you can go first, dude.
I don't know what I did wrong.
Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, because this is ridiculous.
But.
I can't believe you got chocolate coffee without me.
Come on. Just give me a minute. Let me explain.
No, I said I wanted to wear fuchsia, and you went out and wore cream. I can't believe you.
I love cream, and you know it.
Yes, but only Boston cream. This is a different kind of cream. Why we change scenes, I have no idea.
Different people with that other woman.
Why are you wearing a robe and I'm wearing a robe? She obviously stole hers from the hotel. I'm just saying.
No, she's mad because hers is white and his is off-white.
Right, because there we go.
Don't go through my browser history. Like I did. Don't go through
the browser. Is that Kyle Jackson? That might be Kyle Jackson. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, y'all, it might be. With that one, I wanted him to be like, just because you work for Quick Pass doesn't mean your hair has to be green.
And Jimmy's like, I disagree. Yes, it does. Oh, when are we gonna have like people? Okay, because you guys are all about the branding and the cool stuff. So, like, when are you guys gonna have like green hair? You got to do green hair at some point.
Honestly, how about those green like afro like wigs and stuff, like a clown wig kind of, but just all green.
Maybe
I go. I
sorry, too much chocolate. I apologize.
Oh, yep. Oh, okay. I don't think I'm gonna be making any more. I don't know why I get the like right here.
It's the lime.
Everything. It's the lime.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the mix. Yeah,
there you go. Lands go.
Or the jalapeno on a
stick. Jamie says green hair. Don't care.
Yeah, well,
this is real nice lip syncing, you guys. So yeah, I think we should deserve another round of applause. Absolutely. Good job, everybody.
Hey, someone said I'm dying. They thought we were funny. And then someone else said this.
See?
So
oh, yeah.
So not as good.
Jamie appreciated, or we need to call rescue. One of the two. But I think she appreciated the work we were doing. So actually, Jamie, fun story from a IT Nation Connect that we were hanging out. We were hanging out at the hotel. This is back when it was at the original hotel, not the Renaissance. And this was with Sean, and we may have been enjoying the spirits of the night. And so
eating a lot of chocolate.
Oh, so much chocolate. And I actually lost my phone at the hotel, but we had plans to walk over to the pub to have dinner and then go continue the drinking and debauchery. And I said, fuck it. I lost my phone. Can't find it. Move on. So we did have the rest of the night, whatever, get back to the hotel 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, something like that. And I'm like, all right, let me crack open my laptop, find my phone, whatever. And I'm walking around in my sleeping gear around the hotel, as true Florida man can be, doing the find my phone and setting it to beep, 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 beep. And it had it in the conference hall. So I had to walk all the way over to the conference hall, and somebody found my phone and gave it to me. And I got my phone back at 5 in the morning in my pajamas. It was fun. I did throw my shoe across the bar. That is absolutely true. Not on purpose, but absolutely true.
How did you do it by accident?
How do you throw your shoe?
What happened was, Waffle. Actually, I think I was like kicking or something and the shoe was loose. Cause like my thing is, if you've ever gone to a conference with me, I find a spot and I anchor there, and then everybody kind of just like, Cynthia, you remember, like we ordered pizzas at Secure and whatever, or figure, like we just, that's our thing. And everybody comes and hangs out and whatever and just whatever. So we had been there for hours. And when I say hours, I mean like 5 or 6 hours. And yeah, shoes came off. It happens. I don't know.
Yeah, shoes come off, but how do they get thrown?
Listen, I don't remember.
Well, at least you don't bust
too much chocolate.
Yeah, I think losing shoes is probably a good spot to end the episode. Scott, Cynthia, thank you so much. Cynthia, you're amazing. Our thrice Valentine's girl for the Tech Bar. Amazing. Scott, you did us proud because it is a high bar, sir. Coming on with Cynthia, I mean, three-peat Valentine's girl for the Tech Bar with the flowers. And Scott's like, hold my beer, and I'm going to bring some Reese's hat. And I actually
– Scott can always bring out like a crazy like random accessory. It's one of my favorite things about it.
You know, I got the Batman mask right back here in the closet. You know, I was going to pull that out when you guys were talking.
But is it like the OG cowl with like the latex with the yellow Keaton thing, or like which Batman mask?
Oh no, it's a legit Batman mask. I've been paid to wear it. I've been paid to dress up like Kristoff from Frozen. I sent Simon that picture when you guys were talking the ice festival. Every March there's an ice festival here in Harrisburg, and I hang out with Elsa and Anna as Kristoff and do pictures. Nice.
Awesome. I would have been the donkey or the horse or whatever the hell was. That would have been me. That's pretty badass. All right, Simon, do you have that picture? Do you want to bring it up, or are we going to kill it? Simon's like, hold my beer. All right. Hello from Lagos, Nigeria.
Whoa.
Hello.
Wow.
That was freaking awesome.
I think that's worth 5 more minutes.
I think that's worth 5 more minutes. We're going to sit here in silence while Simon goes and fight. No, I'm kidding. So I think I'll raise a glass of this chocolate-colored beer. Do you have any left?
I have.
Because if I make more, I'm going to have to drink more.
Remember, you took half of his earlier.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
This is awesome.
I assume you're the little one in pink? No.
I am.
That is awesome.
That was great.
Thank you so much to the two of you. I appreciate the hell out of you. You guys are going to be Evolve, Right a Boom, ASCII, and Channel Pro in the next 3 weeks.
And Nerdio.
Oh, who could forget Nerdio?
Yeah. So between now and, well, we could go to the end of, well, between, so in the next month, we will be at IT Nation Evolve in Phoenix, Right a Boom, ASCII Newport Beach, NerdioCon, Exchange in Orlando, Channel Pro in Dulles, Virginia.
Wow. Oh. And Cynthia has Cynthia has this off the top of her head. She's got a calendar. Meanwhile, like, we have our events, and not even that many. It's like 14 events for 2023. And every single time, every day, I'm like, I ask my assistant, like, where am I going on Tuesday? So, yeah, we're slightly less prepared than the two of you, which is amazing. But we appreciate the hell out of you guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
This is awesome. Thank you.
I love doing it.
Thank you to the Tech Bar family in the chat. We appreciate every one of you. Keith, Erse from Nigeria. How freaking cool is that? Dr. Nelson, Araldo, Ashley, Sam, thank you guys for being on there. Thanks, we appreciate you. Until next time, take care. Cheers. Right.
Good night. Cheers.
Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.